You're listening to SBS News.
中国领事馆最后通知。
It's a message that has reached thousands of Australian phones over the past month. The automated voice speaking Mandarin is a part of an international scam, and now New South Wales police have issued a warning.
We're here today because I want to draw attention to a worldwide scam targeting the Chinese community. We have offenders who contact victims on the phone purporting to be from the Chinese embassy and say that the victim has committed either an offence or their identity has been stolen.
The targeted victim is asked to pay fines or a debt. If they do not initially comply with the demands, the scammers threaten the targets, possibly ordering them not to answer their phones as a part of a plot to convince their families they have been kidnapped. They also threaten the targets' families in China, sometimes in Taiwan, will be harmed if they do not cooperate. New South Wales Police Detective Superintendent Linda Howlett says many of the victims are international students.
It's victims who are actually on a working visa or on a student visa in Australia, and so they might not have a full understanding of our legislation in this country. So they're vulnerable people, and often they're isolated because their family are back overseas.
In New South Wales alone, there have been at least 50 reports of the scam, with three fake kidnappings reported just this week. There is one known victim who paid $1.9 million, and many others have paid more than $10,000. There have also been reports of similar versions of the scam around the world, particularly in Canada and the United States, swindling victims out of altogether tens of millions of dollars. The Chinese consulate and New South Wales police are stressing to the public that Chinese officials would not ask for victims' details over the phone.
When working with our international counterparts to identify these offenders, but the main thing that's why I want to get the message out to victims not to pay any money under any circumstances. I want to stress the Chinese embassy will not contact a victim asking for their personal details, nor will they ask them to pay an amount of money over the phone or transfer money over the phone.
Police say the calls are probably being made from call centres in Southeast Asia, calling numbers at random in hopes of tricking somebody. In other cases, however, scammers use victims' personal data obtained from social media, such as Facebook, to manipulate them into faking the kidnapping or handing over money. Criminologist Lennon Chang from Melbourne's Monash University says one of the major challenges with investigating such crimes is getting victims to report them.
It's difficult for us to really know the real number of this kind of scam, as people are unwilling to disclose this kind of scam. They feel shame as they find themselves stupid afterwards, and they don't want to tell anyone about their stupidity. I have to say, as a criminologist, we always encourage victims to stand up. It's not their fault.
Dr. Chang also insists while such international scams are hard to investigate, people have ways to avoid falling victim to them.
One of the ways to do it is especially during this period of time, the student might want to let their parents know their good friends, the contact of their good friends or the university, so that if the parents back in China or Taiwan receive this kind of call, they will be able to contact their friend to confirm whether he or she, the kids had been kidnapped.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.